You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back. We're continuing on with the series that we're doing on the Sabbath and talking about common anti-Sabbath arguments that are used by Sunday keepers that are just plain wrong and false. Here's one. Colossians chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. It says, "Let no man judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come." Well, it's very easy to figure this one out. Paul's writing this letter to who? The Colossians, in the city of Colossae. They are Gentiles. They are Gentiles living in a Gentile city. Now, if someone, we're told not to let them judge you by keeping the Sabbath, the new moons, whatever. So if they're keeping the pagan holidays, is anybody going to judge them? No. It's sort of like living in East Tennessee. You're keeping pagan holidays. No, everybody else is too. Nobody's judging you for keeping those. If it was for keeping Sunday, which is a pagan day of worship, we're honoring the sun. S-U-N. Is your neighbor going to judge you for keeping Sunday? No. Any of these things are all the pagans do it. So the pagans, you're living in this pagan city, the pagans are not going to judge you. However, if you keep the Sabbath, the holy days, God's laws, is anybody going to judge you? Absolutely. Here's what Paul was telling them. These believers, once they would believe and they would learn and they would see what Jesus taught and who he was, they would start keeping God's laws. And all of their pagan neighbors and acquaintances would judge them. And Paul's telling them, do not let them judge you. Let no man judge you in meat or in drink. What about the meat part? Why would they judge you in meat? Well, the pagans eat pork. The pagans eat creepy crawly things. Pagans eat unclean birds and fish. And, you know, there are clean birds and unclean birds. Unclean birds are buzzards and eagles. Clean birds are chickens. What about clean and unclean meat? There's all kinds of unclean meat. You have pig and rabbits and possums. You know, clean, there's all kinds of clean meats. You have cows, lamb, goat. Nobody's going to judge you if you're eating the unclean stuff because all of the pagans are eating it. If you keep God's law on meats, they're all going to be judging you. So what about a holy day or a new moon? Same thing. If you don't do it, nobody's judging you. If you do it, everybody's judging you. Who do you think you are? Why are you keeping this? You're into bondage. So quite simply, all you have to do, see, they used to teach you who, what, where, why, and how. They don't teach that in schools anymore. We'll continue on. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.